Get your Bibles. We're going to go to the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse number 18. And we're going to be talking today about the power of partnering with the pastor's vision. And we're going to be talking about leaving a lasting legacy. So Proverbs 29th chapter, verse number 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And so when you look at this passage of scripture, you really have to understand that God has given kingdom vision. And every one of us has been given a vision by God. That vision now that God has given us is never about us. It's about what God wants to do through us. Now, we define the word vision by simply meaning having the ability to see further than your eyes can look by seeing through the eyesight of God. So when you have vision, that means you have God's vision. And the vision that God gives you supersedes your own sight. It's literally the ability to see further than your eyes can look because I'm looking at things from God's perspective. So vision now transforms my sight. It enables me to look beyond my present condition and see from God's perspective. So number one, we need to understand that vision number one is redemptive in nature. The Bible says in Proverbs 29 chapter verse number 18 from the Amplified translation says, where there is no vision, where there is no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish, but he who keeps the law of God, which includes that a man blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. So when vision now is redemptive in nature, that means it brings you into the revelation of God's love for your life. So vision redeems man back to a right relationship with God. But then number two, vision now number two is prophetic in nature. It speaks to the success and destiny of God's people. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, chapter verse 18 from the English Standard Version of the Bible, it says, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast out restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. So when God gives vision, the vision speaks to the success and destiny of God's people. It does not speak to your own success, but it speaks to the success and destiny of God's people. In other words, you become a conduit by which God flows through. So watch now. There are many people today who have a misunderstanding of a desire and vision. See, when God gives vision, the vision is never about you. But when you have a desire is always about you. So watch now, a desire now is always about you, but you have to qualify in order for God to bring your desire to pass. Your desires can never come to pass just because you have one. You have to qualify in order for God to do this. Now you say, Pastor, how do I qualify for this? The Bible says, here's your qualification. If you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. So notice this now. In order for my dreams and my desires to come to pass, I must delight myself in the Lord. When I delight myself in the Lord, he now gets on board and he brings my dreams and my desires to pass because I have come into partnership and in agreement with him. So we said, number one, vision is redemptive in nature. It redeems man back to a right relationship in God. Number two, vision is prophetic in nature. It speaks to the success and destiny of God's people. But then now, the Bible also tells us in Hebrew, in Habakkuk chapter number two, that for the vision is for an appointed time, the Bible says, at the end, it shall speak. So it's prophetic in nature. It speaks to the success and destiny of God's people. But then vision number three is revelatory in nature. That means now it reveals to God's people what he's doing in this season. It reveals their assignment to his plan that will ultimately produce the blessed life for them. So vision is revelatory in nature. It reveals to God's people what he's doing in this season. So watch now, the word revelation is really the Latin word called revelare, which means to pull back the curtain and allow you to see what's already behind the curtain. So revelation is not something that's not new. Revelation is something that's been kept for you. So what God does is when he gives you revelation, he removes the curtain so you can see what it is he's doing in this season. So when God gives vision, it's about what he's doing in this season. But then number four, vision is what I call protective in nature. When you look at Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse number 18 from the Young's Literary Translation of the Bible, it says, without a vision is a people made naked. And whoso is keeping the law, oh, his happiness. So when you look at it from the Young's Literary Translation, the Bible says, without a vision, the people are made naked. That means if you have no vision for your life, then you will enter into sin. And usually people enter into sin because they cannot see or they have no vision. When a man cheats on his wife, it's because he has no vision for his life, nor does he have a vision for the family he's connected to. When a wife cheats on her husband, it's because she has no vision for her life and she has no vision for her family. Because watch now, me cheating and me doing certain things to gratify my flesh ultimately causes a problem within my family. So that means the person who's strung out on drugs, the person who's doing things that are not in line with the will of God, has lost sight of the vision that God God has given their family. So we said, number one, that vision is redemptive in nature. It redeems man back to a right relationship. Vision number two is prophetic in nature. It speaks to the success and destiny of God's people. We said vision number three is revelatory in nature, which means it reveals to God's people what he's doing in this season. But then vision is protective in nature. In a sense, vision helps to put a barrier around you to keep you out of sin. It'll put a barrier around you to stop you from doing some things that will cause injury and harm, not only to you, but to your family and to everything that God has called you to. So let's go a step further with this now, when we deal with vision. Now, vision now exposes you to hope by connecting you to someone who's doing great things. I need people to understand this today. See, when God gives you vision, vision exposes you to hope by connecting you to somebody who's doing great things. But at the same time now, hope pulls me to greater. And once I've been exposed to greater, I can't go back to the lesser. So here's what God does. God knows now what your destiny is. He knows where you are supposed to be. But here's what God does. God connects you to somebody who's already doing what it is you desire to do, because he understands now that if you can't see it, you can't do it. If you can't see it, you can't believe it. So he puts it in your face where you can see it. But at the same time, allowing you to see it is you having hope now. In a sense, you're saying, I can do that. I can do that because you saw that. So watch now, we said, vision now exposes you to hope by connecting you to someone who's doing great things. Hope pulls me to greater, and once I've been exposed to greater, I can't go back to the lesser. I'll give an example. We moved out here in Palmdale, and living in a beautiful home here in Palmdale, home that my pastors had moved out of, and we found it on the internet, didn't know it was their home, and we moved into it. Man, we're excited. You know, 3-car garage, 5-bedroom, 4-bath house. I mean, we're just excited. And then I'm looking one Saturday for my daughter, and I can't find her. I go downstairs, and I say to my wife, I said, where's my daughter? Where's Treasure at? That's my daughter. And she says, she's at our pastor's house. We got to go pick her up. Got to go pick her up. And so my wife is getting excited. You got to go see the house that they're in. You got to see the bathroom that they're in. And I'm going like, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm old school. You don't go to your pastor's house. You don't walk through the house. I'm old school. And so my wife's like, no, we got to get over there. We got to go. You got to see it. So we drive over there and we drive up, and I'm starting to see palm trees. I'm looking. I see the Half Moon driveway. I said, oh, this is nice. It's better than where we're at right now. This is nice. And we go inside. And again, my wife is like, you got to see this house. You got to see this bathroom. I don't want to see the bathroom because you don't walk through your pastor's house. That's my mentality. You don't do that. And then my pastor walks up to me and he says these words to me. He says, son, come see the house so you can get some exposure. And he starts to take me through the house, and he points out this and points out that and points out that. And immediately my faith skyrocketed. Because watch now, I'm in a good house. I'm in a nice place. But now he's showing me that there's another level. So watch now, once I left his home, I went back home, but I never got the thought out of my head of what's next. Because once you've been exposed to greater, you can't go back to the lesser. There's no way you can go back to it, because you've seen it now. You've experienced it now. And you said, if God could do this, he could do that. So once you get exposed, you can't go back to anything less than that. So watch this now. We said vision exposes you to hope by connecting you to someone who's doing great things. Hope pulls me to greater, and once I've been exposed to greater, I can't go back to the lesser. The Bible tells in the Hebrews chapter number 6, verse number 12, it says to us like this, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So watch God. Now watch how God connects you to people. He connects you to people so that you can be exposed. And usually what he does is connect you to somebody who's already doing what it is you desire to do, because he understands that they become the conduit by which you get to the next level of your life. So he says that you be not slothful, that you be not lazy. He says, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So God says, this is how you get here. You get to your next level by following the person that I put in your path. And at the same time as you're following the person now, you've got to do this by faith, and you got to have patience. Now, faith is just simply the key ingredient to all existence. Nothing exists without faith. Nothing you can see, nothing you can touch, nothing you can taste, nothing you can smell. Nothing exists in the physical realm, the spirit realm. Nothing exists apart from faith. When God created this world, he created this world by faith. So faith is the key ingredient to all existence. But in order for me to get there, I got to have patience. Patience just simply means to remain consistently, constantly the same while you're going through. So I remain the same. So watch now. Exposure now eliminates contentment out of my life. It eliminates confusion out of my life, and it eliminates complacency out of my life. So what's contentment? Contentment now is I'm comfortable right where I am. So once you get exposed, contentment is gone. Once you get exposed, confusion is gone. Confusion is I don't know what I should be doing at this moment. So once you get exposed, confusion is gone. And once you get exposed, complacency is gone. Complacency is I'm comfortable and now I've lost sight of my instruction. Well, once you get exposed, all of that goes. Now, I got a couple minutes here. I got to deal with the power of partnering with your pastor's vision in just a quick moment. I need people to understand the importance of a pastor being in your life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you a pastor according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So when God gives you a pastor, here's what God has done. God has given you his heart. And God, since God gives you his heart, that means God has given you his best for your life. So we cannot take pastors for granted, because when God gives you a pastor, God says, I've just given you my heart. That pastor has two responsibilities: to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Knowledge now is the wisdom of God. It's information gained. But understanding is to teach you the correct application, or to teach you how to utilize the information that you just got. Let's deal with this and we'll end right here. See, when how you see your man of God or how you see your woman of God is crucial to the plan of God for our lives. So watch this now. The Bible says that Jesus asked the question to Peter. He says, asked the disciples, says, who do men say that I am? And they say, well, they say you, John the Baptist, or one of the prophets, or one of the messiahs, or Jeremiah. But he says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter answers, he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so watch now. He says to Peter, he says, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven did it. He says, and just like you know who I am, Peter, I know who you are. And he says to Peter, you are a rock, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So how you see your leadership will determine how you get to the next level in your life. Now, when you receive your pastor as a gift from God, the anointing that's on his or her life will become a reward in your life. The Bible says it like this in Matthew chapter number 10. I got less than a minute and I got to be done. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 through 42, the Bible says it like this. Jesus says, he says, if he that receiveth me receiveth, he that receiveth me receiveth him that received me, he who sent me. And he who receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives him who sent me. So in a sense now, he's saying to them that a prophetic reward is given to you when you know who you are connected to and when you are connected to this individual. I wish I had more time to go into this, but I can't. But I need you to understand that when you connect with your leader, there is partnership, there is rewards that are released into your life that'll take your life to another level in God. So listen, that's my time today. I appreciate every one of y'all for listening to me. Thank you so much, Mr. Slade, for giving me the opportunity to minister this word for these few moments. I appreciate you.
Pastor, I want to thank you for bringing the word today. My brothers and sisters, if you'd like to hear more from Pastor Pearman, let them know about your services online.
Yeah, you can catch us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Facebook. You can just simply go to facebook.com/Overseer Pearman and catch us on Facebook Monday through Friday. On Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. You can also catch us on Instagram, instagram.com/Pastor Pearman. You can catch us there. And you can also get us Monday through Friday at 8:15 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on In the Backyard with Pastor Pearman. Catch us there. It's going to be something revelatory, something encouraging, and something motivating that's going to get your life on track.